KST Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, here in prime time here, folks, on this Wednesday, August 7th, 2024. This special episode won't go out till tomorrow morning, folks. We got Dylan Edwards here speaking to the media after fall camp yesterday. So y'all listened to this already, y'all should have already listened to Avery Johnson if you've not already. So we're getting a little bit of snippets out there in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State football getting ready for the 2024 campaign. Chris Klieman's sixth season as head coach of the K-State Wildcat football team out there. So definitely getting excited for that. We've got a huge weekend coming up. Yours truly, K-State soccer, of course, getting ready for their preseason match. We'll come back whenever I be back. When I come back on Sunday, we'll just say that. Sunday, we'll do a postcast of that, or Monday, a recap of the preseason, so don't worry about too much about that. But Dylan Edwards, we talked about him. Between him and Avery Johnson, we talk about these guys a lot. I can't wait to see these guys finally on the football field together here in 2024, and this could be potentially do a lot of damage. And let's not forget about DJ Giddens either in that equation. Of course, he's going to be the starter without a doubt, no question, the workhorse of that football team when it comes to the run game. But obviously, Dylan Edwards brings the other aspect to the game. We've heard the word thrown around a lot this summer: dynamic, explosive. Well, you're going to hear him right now. Dylan Edwards here on the Pearl Project Podcast. Oh, by the way, your first time listening to the Pearl Project Podcast, this other K-State podcast in the Midwest, appreciating you for stopping by here. Whenever you listen to this will, again, won't come out until tomorrow's morning. So when you listen to this today, appreciate you. Make sure you spread the word about this podcast, wherever you get your podcast. We will be doing bonus content over on Podbean. Download the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S podcast. Again, G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S podcast. I keep screwing up my new podcast there. I've been saying it all along there as well. So again, myself, Alex Aiden, and by this time may or may not have posted a bonus content there as well. But we're going to get to Dylan Edwards right now. Appreciate y'all for checking this out. If you have not had a chance to listen to any of the press conferences so far, we did not record. We didn't get Chris Klieman. We'll have to do that another time. But for right now, we're getting the big players here as we approach the impact players for Kansas State on the offensive side of the ball as we approach the football season very fast. Here's Dylan Edwards.
Dylan, obviously you came in during the summer, but how do you feel like you've adjusted to the offense? I know coaches have said they've thrown a lot at you in a short period of time. Has it kind of been like drinking out of a hose?
Yeah, it's definitely a learning curve, but I'm trying to get used to it every day, just trying to adjust and really get, you know, acclimated in the system pretty well.
What have you liked so far about the other guys that you're competing with at running back, the other guys in your room?
It's a great feeling, great vibes in the room. Everyone tries to push each other, and everyone gets the best out of each other. So every day it's a competition.
What was it like for you to wear purple for the first time and just be on this team?
No, it was a blessing. Coming in here and having, you know, all the, you know, excitement in the world coming into practice, and it's been great. I'm trying to get used to it every day, and it's just been fun.
What do you think your unique skill set can really help this backfield next season?
Just being versatile, just punt, kickoff, return, running the ball, and catching the ball. I'll try to learn, you know, as much as possible and try to be a sponge at practice, so hopefully it'll show in the game.
And you and Avery obviously go way back. Can you tell us what it was like to play with him as a really young player when you guys were for the Wichita Bears?
Yeah, I can say how it is now. Just a lot of speed in the backfield. Just very, very electrifying, and it was fun.
Was it kind of like, did it feel like old times when you guys reunited again?
A little bit. Just seeing him across from me, like right beside me, it's just different. You know, yeah, that's my friend, you know. So, I mean, it's just great playing next to him again.
Going back to the initial question, how far along in the offense do you feel like you are?
I feel like I'm, you know, deep into the offense. I mean, we've been doing installments every single day. Just trying to get more comfortable, playing more faster and everything like that is what I'm planning to do.
On top of that, you're with the offense, you're with the running backs, now you're doing receiving duties or punt return duties, and is it hard to kind of, you got a lot of things going on in practice.
Yeah, I got a lot of things going on, but I'm blessed for it. This is what I asked for, and that's why I'm here. So whatever comes with it, comes with it, and I'm just going to keep trying to do my best.
Is returning punts, returning kicks something you'd really like to do?
Yeah, it's definitely something I'm trying to work on more and more every day at practice as well. Like I said, you know, it's a work in progress. It's not going to happen overnight. So as much as I can do, just keep doing it.
One thing, Coach Riley just mentioned this, but he said it before. He really thinks you're a complete back. Is that something you want to prove this season?
Yeah, I definitely want to prove that I'm a complete player. I'm not just back. I just want to be as versatile as possible just to show defenses, you know, I can do more than one thing.